listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 91. And I'm your host, DJ Chuang. And today I will be sharing with you about .church domain names. And this episode is being recorded on July 8th, 2014, Tuesday afternoon at the end of my day. And this is a significant day in the rollout of this top-level domain. So what is happening on the internet? If you have not heard, and there's not all that much news and attention being brought to this, even though 1.5 million new top-level domain names have been registered on the internet, they're not yet widely in use, and you're probably not seeing ads about websites and companies using them just yet, but they are coming. Many of them are coming. Over 1,000 of them are estimated to be launching this year and next year. And at the time of this recording, over 200 have already been launched. Domain extensions like .bike and .guru, .today, .tips. These are all new domain extensions that are becoming available on the internet as we speak. Now, previous to this year, we're commonly using domain extensions like .com and .net and .org and 19 other generic top-level domains, as it is described in the technical terminology of the internet. And then there's the two-letter extensions that belong to different countries, and some of them have become used as generics, ones like .tv or .co or .fm for some of the different media channels and new startup companies. I want you to be the first to know and to have the best shot at getting a meaningful and memorable, in short, domain name for your church before the other guys get it, because these top-level domains will be rather popular, not only amongst churches, but even those with lesser motives and intentions of perhaps running a church name through the mud or other kinds of verbal and web-based attacks, or even worse, potentially using these domain names for objectionable content. And some of that may be available as long as it is within legal means. All that to say, it's a free-for-all. So whoever is the first to get a meaningful domain name, like, let's say, worship.church, they will be able to put anything they want behind that domain name within legal means. And the main reason that I'm able to tell you about these .church domain names is my day job with the American Bible Society, as I work with them on the .bible top-level domain registry. And I've been working with them for just over a year, and being part of the team has given me quite a vantage point of seeing behind the curtain of all the different layers of not just technology, but also policy and strategies in running the internet namespace, the URL or the web addresses that you commonly use to get to websites or to find the place to download a mobile app or to get to your favorite social network, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or here at Social Media Church. And as a part of learning about how these new top-level domains are being launched, the one that I'm certainly most interested in as a follower of Christ and in connecting with church leaders are these .church domain names. And so I want to work backwards from the most important date, that being the public launch of the .church domain names, and the work backwards to talk about some of the other opportunities for an express lane, fast pass approach to getting a priority domain name if you want to spend a little more money because it's important to you and your church. So I sit here to do my part in getting the word out about these .church domain names becoming available so that they have a better chance of getting into the hands of the good people rather than in the hands of bad actors, as it is called in the industry of domain names. So I need your help to get the word out about these .church domain names by telling all your friends and updating your Facebook feed and your Twitter feed, and send a few emails out to people that you think would understand the value of having a .church domain name. To make it easy for you to spread the word, the URL to the show notes for this episode will be socialmediachurch.net/church. That URL again is socialmediachurch.net/church. And the show notes will be updated with the latest available information that I can find even after I finish recording this episode, so that you can be informed about how and when and where and how much it'll cost. And at that URL, which is socialmediachurch.net/church, I will be posting all the pertinent links to articles that I've already written, as well as new information that I'll be coming across in the coming months. So that URL will be updated with the very latest information that can be found about .church domain names, so that the good guys, those of us that are followers of Christ and seek to honor his name and the church for which he died and redeemed, tell your friends and tell your neighbors about socialmediachurch.net/church. Now, the start line for when these .church domain names will be made available to anyone and everyone around the world, so that whoever is there in line first will get their pick of any .church domain name that they can dream of or make up. So someone could, on that date, get whatever .church and put whatever website they want to link to that with whatever content they want to post there, whether it's related to church or not. Because a domain name, in one sense, is just a web address. However, a name can mean so much more. And you know that from the biblical history and even looking at the very first thing that Adam was commanded to do was to name the animals. And throughout the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, when God names someone or when a patriarch names someone, it connotes authority, it connotes meaning. And in the 21st century today, it connotes a brand. It connotes something that is memorable and meaningful, and it helps people to find you, and it helps people to remember you, and there is value in a domain name. So here's the date and time that you need to know about the public launch of .church domain names. And that date is September 17th, 2014, 1600 UTC time. Now that translates to 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time. Now, what happens on September 17th is the floodgates will be open and all the registrars are those retail online stores where you can register domain names, some of which you may have heard of, the most popular one being GoDaddy.com, and there are other ones like Register.com, Name.com, and I'll mention another one called 101domain.com. And I'll put links in the show notes so you can look these up. But these are some of the domain registrars that potentially could be selling .church domain names. And what's amazing, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of people around the world that do this for a living. They're called investors, domain investors, a little more pejoratively, domainers or cyber squatters, for those that are a little more malicious. But there are people doing this for a living, and there's a few that are making a very good living, financially independent even, buying and selling domain names. So there's a business side to all of this. And actually, the registry that is running this top-level domain is a for-profit company. And I'll get into the whole backstory later in this episode. But at this point right now, you need to know, September 17th, 2014, at 9 a.m. Pacific time, is when the floodgates will open to everybody and anybody to register a .church domain name. There is no necessity for you to show any proof of ID that you belong to church. You don't have to be licensed. You don't have to be ordained. You just need to have a credit card or something like that to make an online payment and register a domain name. As long as you're the first one to get it and it's available, it's yours. Now, so there's some caveats to that, because there are two additional windows of opportunities for churches and the good people to get a .church domain name that is meaningful and memorable and short. The first window of opportunity that's available to anyone and everyone is called the Early Access Program. And the organization called a registry that manufactures these domain names is called Donuts. And they have a special program called Early Access Program, or abbreviated as EAP. And for 7 days prior to the public launch of a top-level domain like .church, they set up a sliding scale of prices for these domain names to be sold. So on day one of that early access program, you or anyone around the world would be able to register a .church domain name that is available for around, get this, $12,000. So if you want to jump right to the front of the line as early as possible during this early access program, and on my calendar, that shows to be September 10th. So on September 10th, 2014, day one of the early access program, you or anyone around the world would be able to register a .church domain name for $12,000 and be first in line to get that. That's a pretty steep and high premium. And I don't know how many are going to go on day one at that price, but that's what's going to be happening on day one. Now, that's a very steep price, right? Well, the price goes down day by day during this 7-day early access program period. And day two, which would be September 11th, the price drops to about $3,000 to register a .church domain name. And I'll just go through the rest of the numbers real quick. On day three, that number drops to about $1,200. Day four, about $600 or $700. Day five, about $180. And then day six and day seven, closer and closer to the actual price, which you've all been waiting for, which I should have mentioned earlier, but here it is, $30 or $40. Day five to day seven, the price will be under around $200. If you still want priority before the floodgates open to everybody. But if you're just a normal person and you don't want to be spending extra premium to get in front of a line, then you might be able to get it at the standard price of about $30 or $40. So that's the one window of opportunity. There's a second window of opportunity, and that is called the sunrise period. The sunrise period is why today, July 8th, is a significant day in the rollout of .church domain names, because the sunrise period begins today. And it is not a first come, first serve kind of a thing. It is called an end date sunrise. So from July 8th through September 6th, a certain class of organizations and individuals who have trademarks will be eligible to register a .church domain name on a couple of conditions. The conditions are you have to have the trademark, and then you have to register that trademark into something called the Trademark Clearinghouse. then you can jump into a registrar and register a domain name that exactly matches your trademark. Now, if you don't have a trademark yet, you still have some time to get one, but you need to act fast because it does take time for trademarks to get through and approved, and it does take time for that trademark to get verified when you submit it to the Trademark Clearinghouse. And because we're talking trademarks here, I am not a lawyer, and I have not read a law book or legal matters regarding this subject. You'll need to consult with official legal counsel on how to navigate all of that, or be a good instruction follower on some of the do-it-yourself legal websites. So check into that if it is very, very important to you, because you have invested a lot in your church name and brand, and perhaps you have a church that has a budget in the millions, and there are some of those around. Let me take a moment to address the question that we should have started with, which is the question, why? Why would anyone want a .church domain name? Perhaps you're a church and you already have a domain name that you're very happy with and it's working well for you. Why would you need a .church? Well, you probably don't need a .church for your current website that already has a great domain name. However, your church does have a name, and would you want someone using your church name on the internet and misusing it, whether as a direct attack or publishing objectionable content? So let's say your church name was New Life, and you had a great domain name, newlifechurch.org, and you're a large church and ministry is going well. And actually, I'm using a real-life example, newlifechurch.org. Why would New Life be interested in having newlife.church? Well, perhaps they might not be, but would New Life want someone on the dark side using newlife.church to attack their church or to be publishing objectionable content? I would think not. For a small cost of about $30 to $40 a year to secure the newlife.church domain name on the internet space and not have it misused, and in an industry that's called brand protection, that's definitely worth it, so you don't have to be messing with the legal and other hassles that come with people misusing your church name. However, because this is a new innovation on the internet, by getting newlife.church, this church can also be considering a new campaign, or a new initiative, or a new app, or a new something to rebrand or to launch something new. The possibilities are endless. So to secure a .church domain name automatically illustrates that you are open to innovation and you're trying something new and you want to establish a connection with the digital lifestyle of the next generation. New domain names in .church opens up that opportunity to new possibilities. I've written out 5 reasons for why your church should consider a .church domain name at the Leadership Network blog, and I'll add a link in the show notes so that you can read up on why your church should consider a .church domain name and perhaps have that discussion with your leadership group and come to a consensus and a decision on how best you should proceed as this window of opportunity is opening up today. Yes, yes, .church domain names are coming, and around the corner, .bible domain names will be coming, and I'll keep you in the loop on that as soon as I have more information that I can freely share, and I would love to do that for you. And I gotta tell you, being part of this domain name industry has been a tongue twister. Boy, there's the registry and the registrar and the registrant. And they all serve very different functions, and yet they sound so much alike. The registry is the keeper of the address book. The registrar are the retail stores online where you can register those domain names. And then the registrant is you, the owner of the domain names. Owner is the registrant, the store is the registrar, And then the manufacturer is the registry. So let's review what's happening going forward. Starting today, for the next 60 days, from July 8th to September 6th, it is called the Sunrise Period, when trademark holders will be eligible to register .church domain names, provided that they are also registered and verified in the Trademark Clearinghouse. And there is an auction process that will resolve multiple applicants for the same domain if that should happen. That's why there's a few days between the Sunrise Period and the Early Access Program between September 6th and September 10th to resolve those multiple applicants. And then starting September 10th is a 7-day window for priority registration of .church domain names by anyone, no trademark needed. Although if you do have one, you're still eligible. During those 7 days, the highest price is on day one, which becomes a little lower the next day and a little lower the next day and all the way down through those 7 days. And then on September 17th, precisely at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 1600 UTC, and you can translate that to whatever time zone you are at, that's when the doors are swung wide open and the public launch of .church will be available to anyone and everyone to register any remaining available .church domain names for a price of around $30 to $40 a year. Now that you have the timeline for the dates when you should be jumping in to get the .church domain name that is most valuable to you and your church, you need to know where to register the .church domain name. Now, unlike the .com and .net popular top-level domains, these new top-level domains that are being rolled out this year and next year are not yet available everywhere, and they may not be available everywhere. They're only going to be available through certain registrars, those retail online stores where you can register domain names. At the time of this recording, I have checked and confirmed that .church domain names will be available at GoDaddy.com and Name.com and 101domain.com. And there are a few others, and I'll be listing those with the show notes of this episode at socialmediachurch.net/church. And as I find out more registrars that are selling .church domain names, I'll add them to the list. If you find out some others that aren't listed at the show notes, please add a comment and let me know, and we'll add it to the list. We'll keep this up to date. We want to keep everybody informed as much as we can. And you may have other questions related to .church domain names, and the place to ask those questions is socialmediachurch.net/church. You can add a comment, or you can contact me using any social media channel. The buttons are there at socialmediachurch.net. And for the remainder of time, give you a little bit of the backstory of how we wound up here. Some of you may have seen articles about a year ago about the .church domain name being applied for by one of the most innovative churches here in America and around the world called lifechurch.tv, one of the pioneers of the internet campus and online churches, and also the maker of the Bible app. They were one of the applicants for this .church top-level domain. However, they were not the only applicant. And this other company called Donuts was the other applicant. Donuts actually has applied for over 300 top-level domain names. And they are a for-profit company, really making the most of this opportunity by investing in over 300 top-level domains, hoping that at least most of them or some of them will be profitable and therefore profitable overall as the internet namespace is expanding. And similarly to how domain names can only be registered and operated by one entity, it is the same thing with a top-level domain. And through the resolution process, Donuts became the sole operator of the .church domain name, and lifechurch.tv is no longer in the running. And they have been fairly quiet, and perhaps those are related to the terms of the resolution agreement. And so we haven't heard much about how those things were resolved, and we may never hear about that. But that's the backstory. And if lifechurch.tv had gotten the .church domain name, they may have set up the rules a little more differently and perhaps a little more favorably to churches rather than just a free-for-all where anybody could register a .church domain name for whatever purpose they would like. But that's where we're at today. This new top-level domain registry is being operated by Donuts, and it is a free-for-all, first-come, first-serve, starting on September 17th, with two windows of opportunity for priority access if you have extra money or if you have a trademark. And for listening to the very end of this episode, I'll give you one more special tip. And it's going to be a link in the show notes to a blog post that I wrote titled How to Get the Domain Name You Really Want, and it introduces you to this idea of pre-ordering a domain name. Yes, through the registrars that are properly set up, and you definitely have to read the fine print, you may be able to pre-order a .church domain name for the normal price of about $30 to $40, and they will add your order to the queue, and their robots and their scripts will automatically run at 9 a.m. Pacific time on September 17th and try to be the first to get the domain name that you pre-ordered. Now, you may not be the only one doing that. There may be other people pre-ordering. Well, there you go. That's the .church domain name rollout happening in the next 2.5 months. You know the important dates. I hope you'll make the most of the opportunity. Be one of the good guys and be a pioneer and a leader of innovation on the internet for the sake of the gospel to the glory of God. Again, the show notes will be at socialmediachurch.net/church. Share this episode with others you know so that the good guys can get more of these .church domain names and put them to good use and not let the bad guys put it to bad use. Thank you for listening. My name is DJ Chuang. We'll continue to have conversations with church leaders about social media here at the Social Media Church. And until next time, we'll stay connected online.